Well, as a minimum on Monday, make sure you get a message to your girl, guys. Valentine's Day, 14th of February. It's amazing how many guys manage to just get themselves sorted out, but so many end up in the doghouse because they forget or don't come up to the required standard. At least a message to your girl. It's Monday. Don't forget Valentine's Day. Well, it's been interesting to talk a little bit over for the last couple of months, youth crime in the region. And of course, social housing is one of those issues that's been exacerbated by COVID-19. So there's likely to be more people that are looking for social housing. The big question is that capacity. Has the capacity changed in the last couple of years? And of course, it's been one of the key planks so far for federal Labor. Social housing has been one of the things that they put forward fairly early in the unofficial campaign. But what about here in Queensland, and particularly in our region? You would think that the capacity would have grown because the need continues to grow, and a lot of people suggest that it's actually the background with respect to a lot of youth crime and also petty crime issues. Interesting statistics have been released according to some details through from the LNP. Shadow Minister for Housing Tim Mander joins me this morning. Good morning, Tim. You should be in tropical North Queensland. Glorious day. How are things in the southeast?
Hey, Murray, it's good, thank you. I'm actually in Cairns, mate, so experiencing your fantastic weather, so it's lovely.
Well, you know I'm not telling lies, but I do remember that when I got the message yesterday. I did forget you're in Cairns, but of course, because of COVID, you can't come in and see me, but look, we got you on the phone. Let's talk about, I guess, the bottom line here. Obviously, things are likely to change with respect to the need for social housing as a result of COVID-19, but capacity should be growing hand in hand with that need. What have you found?
Well, Murray, look, Queensland is in the grip of a housing crisis, and far north Queensland, unfortunately, is no exception. The indicators that provide that sort of picture are things like the rental vacancy rate in the private market, and that's incredibly tight, and I'm sure you've heard many, many stories of people trying to get rental properties and can't, and rent's increasing as well. In the far north Queensland area, the rental vacancy rate is less than 1%, which is probably the tightest in history. Normally, a healthy rental vacancy rate is around 2.5%, 3.5%. So that's one factor of the housing challenges. The other one is in social housing. So over the last 5 years, the demand in social housing has increased dramatically, and there's now 70% more people on the housing waiting list than there was 5 years ago. In Cairns, there's over 6,000 people waiting to be housed. Now, to give a bit of perspective, there's only about 3,500 properties available. So a lot of those people are desperate. In fact, 82% of those people are regarded as very high needs. So the question is, well, how has the state government responded to that? Or how should they respond? Well, 5 years ago, they announced a $2 billion 10-year strategy to address social housing. So that sounded very impressive. It was trumpeted from the rooftops. So we're now 5 years down the track. So it's a good time to assess the progress of that. And when we've gone and looked at the government-owned statistics, it is quite startling how much hasn't been done. So one of the ways that you can measure the progress is how many additional bedrooms have been added to the social housing stock, because that's how, you know, people got to go into bedrooms. So over the last 5 years, there's been, across the state, and the stats are the same in Cairns, there's been an increase of less than 1%. Now, in Cairns, in the Cairns local government area, it's actually gone backwards. There's actually 26 less bedrooms amongst social housing properties than there were 5 years ago. Now, that begs the question of what has the government done with that money? Have they actually spent the money? And if they have spent the money, what have they done with it? Because far north Queenslanders are not seeing the results with regards to having more properties available for those vulnerable people.
Now, look, it's an issue that comes up regularly, and you often hear some of the stories that happen to people when it comes to youth crime. You would think that particularly for Labor, this would be one of the planks, this would be one of the underpinning things that they would be addressing, because as we well know, having that safe place to live, a roof over your head, can often be to one of the keys to actually, you know, solving the youth crime and, of course, those petty crime issues. So it's surprising that we've actually gone backwards here in Cairns.
Well, that's why we have to keep governments accountable, Murray. And this government is very good on the talk. But when you go and get beneath that surface and look at results, they're just not there. And I would argue, and this is very well on at the moment, I would argue that this is an integrity issue. If you say you're going to do something, you need to back it up with results. And halfway through this 10-year program, the results are miserly, particularly when you think about the increase in demand. You know, a 70% increase. Have gone from 26,000 to 50,000 people who are looking for social housing properties in a very tight private rental market. We have desperate people. And the point you make is very relevant. These things have social implications. If you want kids to have a good education, they need to be in a good, safe housing environment. If you want them off the streets and not, you know, causing crime, they need to have a stable house to go to. And so it's often at the core of all the social issues that we do have in society when you don't have a roof over your head.
Look, let's talk a little bit more about what the LNP can do to actually, you know, turn this around. You know, we well know that there are a number of people that are very vocal about youth crime, but the LNP does, you know, after the last election, particularly in Mundingbar and Thuringowa, a hard approach, you know, youth curfews and all those type of things are not supported by the electorate. And, of course, you know, the hardline approach does seem to fail time after time. Do you accept that this is one of the key things that really does need to be seriously addressed to look at this picture on a holistic point of view to actually start to deal with some of these social issues?
Well, Murray, I'd argue that we've always agreed that there needs to be a holistic view on it. What we have also talked about is that there needs to be consequences to action. So, you know, I won't go through that point. It's not my portfolio, but that's what we... When people do things wrong, there needs to be consequences. Now, we can argue about what those consequences are. But yes, we have to get to the core issues as well of why we have these kids doing what they're doing. And often it's through some unstable family life. And often families are unstable when they don't have stable accommodation. So those things are core issues that need to be addressed. And it's all right to trumpet things and to talk up big what you're going to do, but you have to do it. And this government's record is not good, and you know that's been proven with these stats.
Well, look, particularly with the 50,000 desperate Queenslanders on waiting lists at the moment, that is a real issue because these people are in limbo. So I should imagine that uncertainty for the future. And look, you know, it is a difficult thing. It is a costly thing. But I guess we need to recognise that there is always going to be a percentage of the population that needs this type of attention. They need this support. And then, of course, they're not going to be turning to crime or, you know, petty things just to be able to get food on the plate and look after their families. Long-term issue, and I think it's important to bring out the facts with respect to these type of issues and, of course, some of the things that the LNP can do down the track. Great to chat to you. I apologise for mistakenly suggesting that you're in the southeast corner. I can see the sunshine coming out of the phone now, so I do know you're here in tropical North Queensland. Shadow Housing Minister Tim Ander, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Murray.